Chapter 15, Horses and Mules. We now come to one of the most noble and useful of animals, which is the horse. It is true their usefulness in the present day is not what it used to be, as the motor vehicles on the roads and the tractors on the farms have largely displaced them. But we know what they have been in the years past, in drawing wagons and vehicles on the roads and plows and other machines over the land, and also in carrying horsemen on their backs. Both in peace and in war, the horse has been a most wonderful and useful animal, as it has been trained by man for all these purposes. It would seem that the horse was not much known among the Bible people until the times of Jacob and Joseph, and in the history of the peoples of the world it appears that the horse was introduced into Egypt about that time. At any rate, we know that Pharaoh had his horses and chariots in the time of Joseph, who also made ready his chariots to go up to meet his father. There went with him chariots and horsemen too, when they took the embalmed body of Jacob to be buried with his fathers. Then again, when Israel went out of Egypt, Pharaoh pursued after them with his chariots, even into the Red Sea, where they were overthrown and drowned. Then the children of Israel sang, and Miriam and the women answered them in chorus with timbrels, saying, "Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea." Even in subsequent times the land of Egypt was noted for its horses, which they sold to other nations. Solomon paid 100 shekels each for the horses which they brought him out of Egypt. The kings of the Hittites and of Syria also fetched horses from Egypt, and Naaman the Syrian went with his chariots and horses to see the prophet Elisha. He was a great man, and thought the prophet would come out and meet him and do some great thing to cure his leprosy. But no, he had to humble himself and go and wash in Jordan 7 times. What a wonderful picture this is of a sinner who feels the leprosy of sin within and is humbled by the Spirit's teaching to come to the Lord Jesus for healing for his soul. We find the horse very much used, too, by the nations which fought against Israel. And the Philistines had 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen against Saul, and David slew of the Syrians 40,000 horsemen and the men of 700 chariots. Shishak, king of Egypt, came against Rehoboam with 1,200 chariots and 60,000 horsemen. And Solomon had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots and 12,000 horsemen. But usually the Jews were warned against putting their trust in horses or going down to Egypt for help, and were told to put their trust in the God of Israel. Isaiah said in his days, "Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses and trust in chariots," which is a good direction for us today, to trust in the Lord and seek Him in all our matters. Then there are the mules, which are very useful as beasts of burden, either to carry men or goods on their backs. We have already mentioned Naaman, and you may remember that after he was cured, he asked if he could take back with him 2 mules burden of earth, evidently to make an altar to offer sacrifices to the God of Israel. We read also of kings and princes riding upon mules, as Absalom and his sons did, And when David was old and wanted the people to know that Solomon was to be the next king, he said, "Cause Solomon, my son, to ride upon mine own mule." One more thing about the horse and the mule, too, and that is where we are told not to be stubborn or hasty like the horse or the mule, which have no understanding and have to be held in check with bit and bridle. What a good instruction for us all. You will find this in the 32nd Psalm and about the horses in Egypt in the book of Genesis, chapters 41, 46, and 50. The Song of Israel at the Red Sea is in the 15th chapter of Exodus, and the story of Naaman in the 2nd of Kings, chapter 5. Then you may read about the horsemen and chariots of the enemies of Israel in the 13th chapter of the 1st of Samuel and the 12th chapter of the 2nd of Chronicles. Isaiah's warning is in his 31st chapter.